Hi, I'm Chanel, one of the journalists at Manx Radio. Welcome to the latest edition of Manx Radio Newscast. Can I start with your name, please?
Gunther Steiner.
Right, now Gunther, I understand you've got a very exciting trip planned to the Isle of Man. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I've got a very exciting trip. We are doing the book tour, Unfiltered, my second book, the show. Really looking forward to that, but I also look forward, I've never been on the Isle of Man, so really look forward to it. Unfortunately, it's not, I cannot stay there for the TT, but at least I get there and I can do the show, which is already a start off. Next time I come and look at the TT as well.
Oh, you definitely have to come for the TT. But before I get to TT, you know, what can people expect from the show?
It's just I'm telling on my second book a little bit the last 10 years, basically the HSF1 story, how I started off the team, you know, how I came up with the idea, how we did it as a team, and then how it ended all. And we have also a Q&A at the end of the show with the audience, so they can have their questions into current things which are happening in F1. And I'm still pretty involved in F1 because I do TV commentary for RTL, the German TV. So it's a fun evening.
Oh, that's amazing. And you know, before you came, before the idea of the Isle of Man came up, did you know about the Isle of Man, or is it something that you were introduced to when the idea of the tour came up?
No, I know the Isle of Man before. I lived in Cumbria for a few years, and I lived in the UK 10 years, so I know of the Isle of Man, and obviously the Isle of Man is also very well known in motorsports because of the TT race, so I knew about it, but as I said, I never had the chance to come over, and I really look forward to go over there.
Lovely. And you know, I know you said you're still involved in Formula One. What is your thoughts on the current season?
I mean, it's a very interesting season, and it's getting more interest race by race because things are changing. It seems like the Red Bull was very strong in Imola. I mean, we all know that Max Verstappen is very good. I mean, he's the best in the moment. But, you know, it's every race is throwing up some exciting new developments, basically, you know, developments in sporting issues, and it's good. I mean, it's very interesting. We don't know who's going to win. You never know who's going to win. It's always an open race, so very, very exciting.
Right. Now, I know you said that in the TT is well known in the motorsport space as well. Are Formula One drivers, are teams aware of the TT? What is it that you'd like to see when you do come over for TT?
Everybody knows about the TT, who is involved in motorsport, because it's one of the greatest races. I mean, these guys, they are completely, in my opinion, crazy what they're doing. I mean, it's so cool, you know, what they're doing. So I got organized that I do the course of the TT, not on a motorbike with a car, but just have to go over over the, I call it the racetrack. I know it's open roads, but we organized that somebody takes us around there, because you know, when you're there in the Isle of Man, and if you're in motorsports like me for almost 40 years, that is what you want to see, because you see it on TV and you see how fast, how brave these guys are. But I want to actually see the roads where they're going on to get a feeling for it. But in motorsports, whoever is involved in motorsports knows about the Isle of Man and about the TT.
When you're on the island, are you going to try and see if you can see any of those roads or those spots?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to do a tour. I organized already. Somebody will take me around. Somebody will take me around. I'm going to, I want to see it.
You also blew up on the, when F1 launched on Netflix, your personality or your character is one of them that blew up, and it attracted lots of people and lots of viewers, maybe people that didn't even watch or follow Formula One. What do you think of that, or what do you make of that?
You know, it was one of the things which happened to me. I didn't, I didn't rehearse for that, and I was not doing it to get on Netflix. I did my job, and it was filmed. There was a documentary done, Drive to Survive, at the time. And as you said, a lot of people watched it, and it also got watched more in the pandemic because people were at home and they watched a lot of TV. And I think it's good for Formula One if they watch something like this and then they get interested in it. And now their fans, what changed in F1 a lot is since this series, the demographics. A lot of young people watch Formula One now, and a lot of female watch Formula One now, you know, which is the audience you want, because the young people, they are here to stay, you know. So it's good, you know. I think it was very good for Formula One, the documentary, and I got my role in it. I mean, without wanting it, they gave it to me, and I take it.
What is it about Gunther that people that attracts people to Gunther? Is it because of how you know, you're very, what you see is what you get? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I would say so, because it is what it is. I didn't change the last, I'm now 60 years old. I was always the same. I never changed. I was always me, TV or not TV, even after that show, after Drive to Survive, I stay the same. And I think people just like honesty and the ups and downs, you know, how I live them. And again, I say, well, how they showed that it's me, and people say maybe they can connect with that, because a lot of people are in this situation. They just live their life, and I don't put the show on for TV. I'm me. Oh, that's Gunther.
Perfect. I think I've got everything. Last question on the TT. Do you have any favorites? Is there anyone that you back or support?
No, I don't know everybody who's riding. I support everyone doing the TT, because I've got a lot of respect whoever does it, you know, with whatever bike, big, small, three wheels, two wheels, whatever, you know. I think I just got a big respect. Obviously, there is a lot of heroes there, but for me, they're all heroes which take part.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.